Okay, first question. I was listening to Saturday's show. Let's bring it up here. And the very end, the last 5 minutes, very interesting thing is said to Susanna.
Let's see
this. I'll go forward.
Have we taken a back?
And then, bam, you make a black mirror. You turn right around and you go, built the Ark of the Covenant?
Yeah, that's this. We built the Ark of the Covenant.
And then you make reference to the veil, when the veil was rent in two, and that was when the upper room was open 40 days after Easter for Pentecost.
Yep.
So
that's right.
Have we taken a backward step or several?
No,
because
you just created another box. You just created another box. You built the Ark of the Covenant. You had made a tabernacle. You made the temple. You made the inner, outer, and middle kingdom. You made the setup. You had the shoe bread. You put it on the altar. You offered it for the gods. Then only the Levitical order could handle it because they had to tie a rope around them because they weren't right. The power in the box would kill them. So they'd drag them out. Then you rent the veil in two and got your power back. Coming in, we got the third temple coming back in. Everything was just going up right. Oh, you want it? You want it? You want it? You got it? You got it? You got it? And then, bam, you make a black mirror. You turn right around and you go, all right. And then you take and pump all your power into the new Ark of the Covenant. And there you go. Now you're starting it all over again, except this time you don't control the veil. The check body holds the curtain. And no Levites are going to be allowed.
Okay, so... you just ran through and you talked about building the third temple. That's a big fundamentalist dream. And I think you say that even if we build the third temple, all of this doesn't work. Therefore, Scripture does not anticipate. The Scripture's solutions don't anticipate
scripture
the tech
body. It doesn't acknowledge the tech body.
Yeah, it doesn't
anticipate. Now, Wait a minute, Bob.
No, it doesn't acknowledge, what about...
Right. The Maccabees do. The Maccabees do.
Hold it. In the Apocrypha, it's anticipated.
Mm-hmm. It does.
What does it say in the Maccabees? You got a quote or two?
Oh, it just goes through all about the... It gives all the cabal of this thing, this mystery anticipation, this dark soul capacity, this thing that's going to undo you no matter what. That's why they took it out, because there was no hope.
Yeah, and the dark soul, what that's referring to, me or some other dark in the night?
You.
Oh, okay, they're saying even that would be part of the involvement
this
with the conversation. Tech body.
That would be part of this conversation. But see, they never say, they always provide you with salvation, but they never guarantee you salvation. They always provide you the inside scoop and the way to ascend, but they give you the Damascus Road and they give you the Emmaus Road. But ultimately, it's up to you. Okay? And so here again,
do they say it's up to you? Do they say it's up to you?
Yes. Okay. They say take Jesus in your heart and you be born again and you get to confess him and be saved and get all hail and praise God and pass the ammunition. Yeah. And praise him, praise him, praise him. That's what they say. And so that's great. Ain't nothing wrong with that. Praise him, but that's wonderful, wonderful. But see, so they saying because Jesus died for your sins, that he is worthy, which is what we've been trying to get you to come to all the way through this, is your worthiness. We can't convince you you're worthy to be God. And so therefore, as long as you're not completely convinced, then you shan't be God. But once you're convinced, then you can and do and be and are.
Yeah, the church said you're worthy because Jesus fixed it, but you still have to make yourself worthy. Regardless of
you still have to ascend. See, Jesus is supposed to come back for his church, the ascended bride. Well, you've got to ascend for him to come back to get you. Otherwise, Jesus is a pedophile. People get all pissy when you say that. They don't like
call
Jesus a pedophile.
Yeah, that makes sense, Jerome, that if the Bible predicted the tech body, it would give nobody hope. There would be something that was pretty hard to deal
with.
But
it talks about it all through the vile judgments. It tells you what's going to happen by its hand
It just doesn't say what it is. Who leases the four winds, Bob? Who sets Megiddo as the final destination? Who lines up exactly how this is going to fall? Who measured the blood that runs through the valley of Megiddo? Who calculated exactly how this conscribed position of the canticles of the doom of little man? Who told Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez that she was actually not deluded, that she was right on what she was talking about? For the little man.
Yeah, like who, you were saying, who did this? Who did do it?
Well, that's the hope. That's the dark tech buddy.
Okay, the tech buddy is the one that's going to monitor the Armageddon, the Megiddo.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so we were saying that.
How do we say that Mr. Cameron's going to win and do his Brexit clean, and he's unconstitutional, and he's in and he's out, but we don't change our word, and then they do it, and then they say, nope, can't do that, get in the law, can't do that, and then he says, okay, it's going to do that. Nope, can't do that, it's against the law, well, we're going to do it like this. Nope, every way they go, every way they turn, and it still ends up happening anyway. Scream,
yeah,
yell,
that,
and
holler,
and cry, it doesn't change anything.
Yeah, you say Mr. Cameron, you mean Mr. Johnson.
Yeah, Boris.
Yeah, not Cameron. Let's
well,
see.
Mr. Cameron, they did the same thing to him. Tried to.
What did they do to him?
Same thing.
Oh, get rid of him?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, and so Cameron's pissed now because they're not successfully getting rid of Johnson.
Correct.
Okay, so now you said that the only thing McLuhan predicted, Marshall McLuhan, was the tech body. So is he the only guy to predict it?
Well, no, that's not fair. It's Marshall McLuhan's counterpart is Frank Zappa. Frank Zappa sang about it.
Right.
Frank Zappa tried to portray it. The acting, he acted out the tech body. His music tried to emulate what Marshall McLuhan prescribed. So Frank Zappa was the compounding pharmacy for the prescription that Herbert Marshall McLuhan prescribed.
Right. Now, did Finney's Wake anticipate the book itself, not what Joyce wrote, because Joyce didn't know what he was doing, but...
Joyce didn't know. No. The Playfair Cipher lays out exactly how it goes down. That's the inside scoop.
Can we broadcast that statement?
Oh, hell yeah.
Okay, the point is, so Finney's Wake, McLuhan and Zappa, Bob's, quote, heroes, did anticipate what the Maccabees talk about, but it's not in the Book of Revelation.
As sure as Jenny Bell is faithful, those words are true.
Right. Now, that's what I was trying to say the other day, that there was something new here that Tech Body's bringing in. That
there is. And now, wait now. Let's tell you what's... Now, let's tell you the fallout. You want the fallout. That's what you want. J.W. is all but withdrawn. He's like, whoa, wait. Everything where his... Every step he takes is calculated, is measured. He knows exactly. That's the only way he can walk through this. You got to realize there's a whole lot of shit going on. You see, you can't walk through what he's walking through and be verbose. You got to know. You got to watch and pray. You got to know what's going on. You got to make every step just so. So he's being very
careful. Okay, so he's careful. Are you saying he's careful with his words?
No, he's careful with his steps.
Okay, listen, Ion. I forgot to say this during the public part. The vile judgments, that was a mystery. Nobody figured that out. And then I figured out a few months ago it was media events. But it is the tech body, the vile judgments, in media events is the tech body.
But it's not media ecology, though.
Right.
See,
no, I get that. But the media,
well, most
we
people don't.
The vile
most
judgments were media events. Listen, the vile judgments were media events. We didn't understand, no, vile judgments is the tech body, even though it doesn't say it.
Mm-hmm.
The media events are the tech body thing. Okay.
Yeah. That's going to morph, though. You've put a pin on it. You've made a pin, the pinnerist.
you put a pin in Pinterest now. So now that's going to have to be obfuscated, and it will be.
You mean the tech body so will change into something else that we don't anticipate?
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay, that's just wiggliness.
And now, beforehand, you didn't know that. When you make a pronouncement, it's normally done. It's too wet. The fat lady has sung. It's too wet to plow. Katie bar the door. I don't give a fuck who you are and what you think you are. What I say goes. Well, not anymore. No, Dorothy.
And that's what we have to do. We be cautious like JW, too?
No, that's ridiculous. You wouldn't even remember to be cautious. We're just telling you that when things morph a bit, Carolyn does it on the fly. She's had enough exposure with this craziness that she's having to endure and deal with. And we're sorry, darling. We're helping as much as we can. But some of that you just got to do. You've grown. You've increased. You're much better. You're 10,000 times better. But we have to let you have to walk through this. You have to. I know you don't like it. I know it's not so much fun. But you have to just for this a little bit. Once that gets settled, then you can tell them to pound salt and piss up a rope or whatever you want to tell them. But you just got to hold it together right this second. Sorry. So, but you can't tell Bob to be careful because that's ridiculous. He'll be asking what to be careful regarding. So, yeah, don't do that. You do what you do, boss. We're going to cover. Don't you worry. You do whatever you do. We're going to cover. That's easy.
Hey, everybody. The chemistry of the throne scene. Since the lampstands are oils, and the basic things Cal says in our matter is oils, carbohydrates, proteins. Mm-hmm. I would add autonomic and electric conductivity. Do you agree with adding the autonomic system?
The autonomic system is what makes it all work. If y'all could let go and let the autonomic system take it over completely, you'd be ascended and you wouldn't have to have all this conversation. That's the landscape you're coming to, the autonomic. But the electrolyte or the electrical impulse capacitation or capacity.
The electric conductivity, what I'm calling the electric conductivity.
Yes. Perfect. That's good. That's exactly right.
And what is that? What did you say about it?
That would be included, not
right.
Not the
so
other.
Calm says there are oils, carbohydrates, and proteins.
Uh-huh.
In the oils, that includes lipids?
That includes amino acids.
I thought they were proteins.
Well, they are in the oil. See, they're not individual things. They're together.
Are they in the proteins, as Carolyn says?
That's what she said, yes.
But they're in the oils, too. Are they in the carbohydrates?
Well, the carbohydrates are nothing other than the energy that converts into the energy that you use to make the mechanism function. You see.
Okay, so Carolyn says, or regular medicine says, there's oils, carbohydrates, and proteins. We're adding the autonomic and the electric conductivity. Is the limb part of the autonomic system? I just want to go this down. Are the limbs categorized
as
the autonomic?
That's the pipeline.
I'm thinking of the electric conductivity as the pipeline.
Okay, but that's done through the lymphatic system, through the lymph nodes.
Right, so
that's
the lymph should go on the electric, not the autonomic.
Correct. That's correct. The autonomic is what control can take over and fix everything. Makes the system, it tunes the system. It's like, remember CKLN when you had to adjust your boards to make your sound perfect?
That would
be the autonomic system where I pushed a button, it automatically made you perfect every time. You didn't have to twist
any
buttons.
So
didn't have to twist any buttons.
Yeah, yeah. So the electric conductivity. The autonomic is modulates the whole system and the electric pipeline conductivity.
That is correct. That's correct. But now, here's the thing. This electric impulse things, you also have we're going to tangle this up a little bit. You also have the soul, which is the court-ordered stenographer for the mediation.
Yeah.
Okay. What happens is when you increase this electrical capacity or impulse, the electrical
but how
system,
do you increase it? How do you increase it?
Ascending, the ascending process. Oh,
okay, yeah. Now, the electric
it's
conductivity, not the calling the autonomic electric. We're talking about electric conductivity pipeline.
That's right.
Go ahead.
That's right.
When
you increase that, then your adrenals increase, then central nervous system responds. Now, here's the proof. You know how sometimes you can say something and people go crazy and they start screaming and yelling and, I hate you, I hate you, I can't. You know, that normal norm that happens every now and again, well, about once a week or so, some of them.
Yeah.
That's their kicking the system is overrunning sensibility. Or, you're being ridiculous. Why are you saying that? You don't mean that. Why are you talking crazy?
Okay,
they perceive
me as ridiculous, and their system's running over or mine's running over?
Theirs is running over. But see, you look at it and you go, well, now, wait a minute, this is, that one, I'm sorry, but wait, I didn't say anything that bad.
Yeah. Right.
That when they overcompensate, that's what happens. It's, the engine then's flipped over and it's running hot. And you've had a little bit of it, and you're going to have a little bit. They come back. You know how they go up and down,
yeah,
like Terry and all that stuff. I mean, it's just, you know, she hated you. Oh, my God, she'd have killed you dead as a sack of hammers. And now all of a sudden she has to bow at your feet and do what you say. And then you still cuss her out, and she's like, I know. See, so they come back to the realm of capacity that's appropriate. So it's all good. But we're just giving you a little heads up, so when it bumps into that, it's fine. Now, it's funny, Carolyn doesn't do that. She stays at straight legs. She never lets them get that far. She stays ahead of it. You see?
You mean she doesn't get people mad at her? Is that what you just said?
Right. She doesn't engage them enough for them to get angry. And
okay,
she has
okay,
to, because
okay,
she's got so much on her right now. We get
she
that.
Has
we
to
understand
what?
It.
Yeah, you started saying that
to not
does
drive
have to engage
people.
Them.
To not drive people butt-fucking crazy like
you. Okay, gotcha. Looking at the painting, the lampstands are the oils.
Yep.
The sheep is lying, is the blood, right?
Yeah.
You said it's blood.
Yes. It's a representation of the perfect, lamb of the perfect blood.
Right, then there's like winged creatures. What part of biology are they?
Oh. That the winged, that's your winds that make the griffins and all those different things. The terra firma, the things that come out of hell, the thing that come out of heaven.
That's the environment
things,
when the winds
things.
Go, where the winds will happen when you come to your throne.
Well, we would like to say yes, but there's also etymology has bugs and things that have always been that people have never seen before. So you'll see some of those. You'll see those
weird bugs.
Yeah, weird things, yes.
Yeah.
Creepy, crawly things.
Yeah, so the biology, lampstands, the oil, call that chemistry, then the blood. Is there another part of our chemistry that's in the symbolism in this painting? The 24 elders, are they something chemical?
No, that's what bears witness. That's what validates it. Remember,
so the only parts of the chemistry are the oils and the blood.
And the electric, and your electricity, and your electricity.
Is that represented by anything?
No,
on the painting here, you got the elders, you got the throne.
Oh. Yeah, so the throne and then the arches. The arches are what hook it all together, and the columns are what hold it up. And then the altar. The altar that's set in the front before the pool of living water, and the balustrades that hold the sides together.
Yeah.
The 24 elders that come back, and behind of all that is you got the tree of life, and everything standing as the bastion in that soup. You get that?
Yeah. So none of those, the balustrade, the arch, one of them is electricity, and that's it.
The electricity. Do you see the stuff coming off of the throne? The white
the head
coming off the throne.
Yeah,
that's electricity.
Is that the conductivity? Is that
it
electric
is.
Conductivity? Not autonomic.
It well, it may be. You hope it is.
The autonomic, the autonomic is electrical, correct?
Yeah,
it wasn't, but it's part of the... It's beneath, it holds the electricity together. You know, the hold
it's
is together is how we define tactility. So is the autonomic the tactile
right.
system?
If we get too far down that rabbit hole, you'll make that be something. And we're not going to give it to you because
right.
the point is, now here's what you'll do. You'll turn around and you'll take the autonomic system and Carolyn can say, now look, you little one, this is an autonomic system that's operating without you and it's perfect. So we need to get you out of this conversation, and you'll be fine. Well, no. See, right. They got to participate. See, they got the thing. That's the thing. They got to participate. Okay, be still. I'm gonna cram this remag down your throat. I don't hear one thing out of your mouth. I'll stomp your head in. Don't you? You know, she doesn't do that. So they got to capitulate in this process. You see. So we don't want to make the autonomic system something that's out of bounds, and we don't want to make it into something that we can apply or prescribe. Because if we gotta tell you that your autonomic system screwed up, you're screwed.
right.
Now, we have to remind you to breathe. You're not gonna make it.
All these categories, the throne image, is before you're ascended. When you're ascended, you don't have any of these categories. You don't think about your body parts.
But then that's autonomic. Perfect. Yeah. That's autonomic.
Okay.
That's right. You don't fret or worry, and you don't notice what's wrong with your head. You don't worry about this. But you can grow some damn fingernails, though. You notice how you grow fingernails? That's amazing.
You mean how fast they grow?
They grow very quickly.
Yeah. Okay. Here's the point. I think I had an insight since our last private session. On the time note chart.
Very private, Bob.
In what sense? Everybody's listening?
Well, tech body's listening.
Oh, okay. So I had a big insight. It came out with Linda or something that the fossil law, you got a person in the middle and four around. So you've got the Thompson, LaRouche, McLuhan, and Croker quadrant are four people around me, and I'm in the middle, Rumpelstiltskin. So you got the pentad. And I have on the chart do, re, mi, fa, so. Not la, I have do, re, mi, fa, so. So I had the fa, so, la in my chart.
Okay. Yes. Or a version
just
of it.
A version of it, the words there. And so that's when I realized a few days ago, geez, this thing was made by angels because it had to have the fa, so, la in it. So I put it in within my context, just indicating shifts, do, re, mi, fa, so, the shift from McLuhan to LaRouche to Thompson, that stuff. So, you agree? You see, the angels did have something to do with this.
Of course they did.
Because it has fossil law in it. That's pretty incredible.
Of course.
You agree?
Of course.
Okay.
Now that's also the degree of how that frequency emulates the frequency of ascension. It's borrowing. Like, sometimes you can get yourself right, your body in tuned, and it's not, okay, it's like this, you won't understand this either, but it's like steroids. They trick you into thinking you're better, okay, which allows you to get motion, so doesn't atrophy. It's terrible stuff, but it will make you better, give you range of motion back, and once you get your range of motion back, sometimes you're okay. It tricks you into thinking that. That's what the fossil law does, is it gives you that vibration. That's why people can go in there and they're all crippled up, and they stand up and they're healed. They're better. But if they don't stay in that vibration, they're right back on their walkers.
They got to have people singing around them the rest of their day, and that
well,
can be done so they get weak again. Yeah.
Correct. It's that frequency. But you can copy that frequency. You can copy the frequency. You can. You can.
Okay,
and if you do that, then you start running in it. Yeah.
How do you copy it? What would you have a record player or something play the
frequency? No. It's not like that. It becomes part of you. You pick up the frequency and then you run with it. That's what Carolyn says. You take on the whole armor. You take on this thing.
You can do that from Faso La.
You do. Well, yeah, you sure can. And you do it. You do it. She's the standard. She's the standard that actually has to say what happened. When somebody lives, she's got to say what happened. Most of the time what happens when somebody's dying, they ask the doctor how they die. Well, for Carolyn, it's just the opposite. She's got to be the reason they live. Which is completely counterintuitive to what a damn doctor does in the first place. That's why she's so damn frustrated in this whole process. It's like, well, great, if I let you live, all I'm going to do is fix it so you can go eat more damn ice cream and kill yourself. Great, you're feeling better now. You can malign yourself more now. So, see, it's the other side. So it's the balance. It's the balance. It's good.
It's the balance.
If she helps you, it's opposite. She should be, instead of becoming a doctor, she should be calling herself an undoctor.
She helps us, did you say? She helps
she
us?
She does. She helps everybody. Everybody she can.
But what's she balancing? What is she balancing?
Their conditions. Their condition.
Oh, okay.
The human, the little man, human condition.
Interesting point. Listening to body parts or something in some session, Carol, Ion mentioned, well, that's the Middle Kingdom. The three kingdoms are part of our biology, correct, Ion?
Yeah, and that's in total fucked up biology, too. Same thing. It's
that's in total fucked up biology. That total fucked up biology is trying to do what the Middle Kingdom does, trying to analyze.
It's trying to bring you back. It's trying to bring you back into your wholeness.
Right,
and that uses the excuses for why you're not whole, which is what we have a problem with it.
Yeah, the total biology creates excuses.
Well, it tries to make it explains things, so there's got to be an excuse for it to fix. So, but other than
right,
that,
so
it's okay. We use it too. We ain't mad. It's all
right. Right, but people need a reason for something to fix.
Correct.
Okay, so,
correct.
Carol,
so cut your damn arm off, and then you got something.
Listen
to
this, Carol.
About.
No, this is a punchline, Carol. So you got the mind, body, spirit. They all make up the little man's structure. And so the Middle Kingdoms, those categories are not, they might be just ideas, but they're part of our, quote, biology or what we're made up of.
Yeah.
Correct, Ian?
It can be idyllic, yes.
Okay, see you, Carol. Carol's moment. So what would be idyllic?
Carol.
The result?
The result?
Yeah.
Yeah.
The result of balancing yourself, you're talking about?
Ascension.
Or?
The balance of ascension.
And yeah, so you balance the Middle Kingdom's interaction, and
yeah.
I think you say the outer and the inner kingdom drop off, and you're just with the Middle Kingdom.
They drop off. They drop off and merge. It becomes part of the big picture. So same words. The words are sound. The words are sound, but it's actually absorbed altogether.
Yeah, the Middle Kingdom absorbed is left as having absorbed the other kingdoms. That's what you're saying, correct?
Good. Very
yeah.
Good.
Okay. Now is that the resonant node, the Middle Kingdom?
It would. It represents
yeah.
the resonant node.
Okay. So, I'll just wrap up here. Why does Senators fret Trump trial? They talk about Republican senators in the majority of the Senate. They fret Trump trial?
Yeah, because it's more, 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 more. Trump's sitting here fucking up by saying whatever he says. That everybody's saying, you can't say that. And he's like, the hell I can. I had a perfect call. He says, I had a perfect call. And you look at the transcript of what he said, and he told that the Ukrainian president says, you're not getting another goddamn penny unless you get me dirt on Joe Biden and his son. Congress approved billions of dollars to give to your country. Russians is in your country right now going to eat you up, and I've stopped the money. You're not getting a dime until you get me dope on Joe Biden. Bob.
Okay.
Really,
so the head
really
is he going to get dope on Biden?
Well, of course they already got the dope. They know the company, $50,000 a month. They know the $1.5 billion from China. They know then you got John Kerry's son in it on it too. Ooh, and he run for the hills. He says, I think this is illegal. And he jumped out of that shit. Well, Biden took it off. He doing all right.
What did John Kerry? He made a smart move.
His son got out of the business. They both had a shared $1.5 billion slush fund. Joe Biden's son.
Right.
Is
so,
a dope,
so he made a smart
dope,
move.
Dope man.
Kerry,
yeah.
Kerry
but he got out of. But he's still named. He's still got the money.
Okay.
He's still implicated. But he
and they got nothing compared to what Hillary got.
Correct.
Correct. Okay. So they got. What I see is Barr's releasing, we're going to have a trial of Trump and a trial of Hillary at the same time?
No. No, there'll be no trial of Trump. There'll be no trial. They're going to, if they impeach him, good, that's wonderful. It won't go, nothing will happen.
The majority of the Senate can always stop it.
Right. No, the Senate, no, yes, the two-thirds, of the Senate have to agree to get rid of him. But see, they can impeach Trump by the way he combs his hair. They can just say, oh, no. They can do anything, any reason they want to. But the Senate has to actually put him out of office. So the impeaching don't mean nothing. But what's going to happen is it's going, we don't want it to kick back on the Democrats. We don't care about the Democrats. We want to use this to pump this up a little more to force everything Nancy Pelosi says. We're going to defend the Constitution. That bitch don't know what the Constitution of the United States of America is. But that's all they're talking now. Constitution, Constitution, Constitution.
Right.
Upholding the Constitution. That's what Trump's trying to get him to do. Because once they say Constitution once too much, he's going, okay, it's all about the Constitution. All right, all hail, y'all come if they can have a Constitutional Convention. I got enough governors. Ooh, I got nine more to go. I got enough governors. Let's call a Constitutional Convention. Bless God, we're going to fix this right here, right now. No more income taxes. We don't need them. Let's make it against the law. Women don't need the right to vote. Women don't need the right to vote. Let's bring it back to the landowners to vote. That's who needs to do the voting around here. They don't have any crazy, mazy Herrera. That bitch don't run nothing. We don't even need
them. Is that what's going to happen?
It's a feudal system. It's a feudal system, Bob. You may go back to dukes and earls and the muckety muck. That's where you
What's
come from.
What's the feudal system? The Constitution describes a feudal system?
Uh-huh. Well, see, Benjamin Franklin, he gave you all the signs of it when they got through. They said, are we a democracy or are we a royalty?
A republic. Well, they used to say republic.
All right. Now, and he said, well, this is a democracy if you can keep it. If you can keep it. It's a democracy.
If you can't keep it, if you can't
keep it.
It's going
right back to where it was. It's going right back to where it was.
No, where it was feudalism.
Back to where the king's in his counting house counting out his money.
Right. So some people predict the larger effect of the electric environment, thinking in McLuhan terms, is we're going back to the Middle Ages. Would I agree with that?
Yeah, because now nobody's writing anymore. Who's writing?
Right, but it's not
going to
be...
No one cares.
It's going to be a new improved... It's not going to be the Middle Ages. It's going to be maybe some of the disservices of the Middle Ages, but we're moving into ascension.
You have servants now, Bob.
We do?
Yeah. Who do you think brings you that shit and hands that stuff and brings it in and takes
so
it
over?
So
we're going into a feudal system, but it's not a Christian feudal system. It is a ascending feudal system.
Yeah. Yeah. So do you have a kingdom and then you have everybody in your reign that you reign over and everybody helps you get it all good. Love it.
I see it. What'd you do? You rain?
They bring Costco brings all them goods and services into their store, and somebody goes down to the storehouse and they pick it up and they bring it back. To
oh, okay,
house,
okay.
And they
so
put
you're
it in the storehouse.
I got that. So you're saying the Constitution? When you were saying the other day, Trump and France and that the monarchies will some monarchies will survive or nations will become monarchies. You're talking about the feudal system coming back.
Yes, yes.
Okay, so it says here, voters react with joy, fury, ambivalence. So joy is the Democrats, right? They think that Trump's going down. Fury would be the Republicans.
They obsolete the retreat. Yeah, and they obsolete.
Yeah, and the fury would be the Republicans.
And they retreat. Yeah.
What do they retreat?
They bring back the system.
Which system? Feudalism?
The real executive branch in place of power.
Yeah, voters react with joy. The joy would be the Democrats thinking Trump's over. Fury would be the Republicans.
The joy. The joy is that people are letting this go in such a way that they're showing how stupid the Democrats are. From some another dossier, another steel dossier, saying that Trump is bad, he's bad, he's bad. And everybody's just kind of giggling now. Because they're like, well, hell, he was bad on everything else, and that was a lying wrong, too. Maybe
So the fury can be expressed by Democrats who know the Democrats are screwed.
Yeah. And see, Schiff gets on the thing today during the ceremony, during the hearing, and he's being so proper, and he almost starts to cry one time because he just wants to win, and he can't win, and Trump won't do right. We don't know why he won't do right, but it's just not fair that he gets away with this every time.
Right.
Yeah,
what's going on today?
Like
are they having the impeachment started already today?
Today they had the the head of the Secret Service, Service Information, something, 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 Milliken, who's been in the job about 9 minutes, but he served for 109 years in the government. And now he's ahead of this, of the security thing, so secure, the security, the secure, the security. Everything that's security has to go through him. Well, then he has to answer the bar, and then that's in that branch of the government. And then the president, if the president says it, then it's, you have a, it's classified because the president says it. Well, if he unclassifies it, then this man can talk about it. Well, he couldn't talk about it because it's classified until the president released unclassified.
And so he's going to interpret whether he's going to interpret whether it was a bad move by Trump.
No, he's not. He's just telling. He's just reporting what the whistleblower, a non-interested third party, that said they might have heard something about something that was something. If they had heard, there was a call about a call. But now there's a call because Trump said there was a great call, greatest call ever. Call was a call, but now there's a call. So then they take the whistleblower and say, okay, now what was said in these pages, you can read those pages. The tech body has them. They're providing them for you.
So
you can read word for word what it says. Well, this whistleblower filed a report. Well, not with
who is this fucking whistleblower? Is this somebody funded by George Soros?
We told you it's Crazy Maisie Herrera and her little counterparts. And from Crazy Maisie Herrera.
Because she... Is the whistleblower allowed to hear the conversation when it was happening?
Oh, yeah, of course. And then they have to protect the whistleblower now, but they're going to bring
the
whistleblower.
Yeah. I don't understand why someone's allowed to listen to the stuff, because it's supposed to be confidential.
No, but they're going to bring the whistleblower. Shifty Shift says, now, are you going to protect the whistleblower? He says, oh, yes, sir, I'm going to protect the whistleblower. He says, okay, we're going to bring the whistleblower in. We're going to bring the whistleblower in front of Congress.
Well, how does anybody find out who the whistleblower is?
They're going to bring it in front of Congress.
No. How do they know who the whistleblower is?
Well, the guy who judged it doesn't. Somebody knows somebody who might know who somebody is that it might be.
Well, who did the whistleblower tell? Maybe I should read a couple of facts. What did the whistleblower do? Told somebody?
Sure. We gave a report to the FBI saying that the president has been to hiding stuff and talking shit.
Okay, don't go into too many details. I want to wrap this up. So the stupid whistleblower, are they allowed to be a whistleblower? Because they're not supposed to be monitoring things.
Right. And so now this third-party whistleblower filed a report, and now they don't care about the telephone call, which is what the report's supposed to be about. They don't care about the phone call because Trump said, okay, here's the phone call, word for word.
What do they care about?
Hearing. Now they want to have a hearing from the whistleblower's version of what the call was, which they got word for word what the call is.
Yeah. So the whistleblower it would be Maisie. They will have to bring Maisie in.
Or somebody that Maisie answers to Maisie, that they got to have a fall guy because they can't have Crazy Maisie. Has Crazy Maisie listened to the president's private calls between other countries?
Right. So how this person they're going to have, how come they're allowed or even listened? How did that happen?
They have to protect everything. All is recorded, Bob. Didn't you hear it?
But why are they saying that Trump, he says everybody's recording them, all the agencies, but... How come the law says nobody can listen to Trump?
Well, they can listen. They just can't say anything.
Oh, okay. So they're going to make the whistleblower, somebody pretend
whistle.
The whistleblower.
They're going to make the whistle. They're going to make the whistleblower whistle. And if he whistles good, they're going to impeach Trump.
So everybody's listening. Yeah. So if everybody's listening, why does Maisie stand out?
Because she's the scienter behind it. She remember getting her peep out of her lately? That's what
it was. Is she the one who's trying to impeach Trump? She's motivating this?
Oh, yeah. Her and Maxine Waters. Impeach 45.
Oh, so they think they're going to get somewhere.
They got it. Oh, they got it. They got the smoking gun, but there wasn't no gun, no bullets, smoke.
Yeah. And I'm saying, I can see, it looks like the Democrats have made a fool of themselves. Is that the accurate perception of what's happened?
Well, and they are making a fool of themselves, but they're not doing it. The tech body's doing it. They're really not stupid. The tech body's doing it.
Why is the tech body doing this?
Why not?
So the tech body may change and let the Democrats win in 2020?
No.
The tech body is following its 35-year rule?
Well, so far.
And that'll frustrate the Democrats. Every 4 years, they'll lose. So the tech body likes to drive the Democrats.
They'll just quit. Well, that's so. Look at them now. They're holding on to nothing, and they got poor Nancy Pelosi. She can't even get her face on. How's she going to keep her party together?
Right.
They back to run her
does the tech party want to embarrass the Republicans, too?
No. No. Just what? The yellow dog Democrats.
Why is the tech body got a choice? It got a bias towards the Republicans, liking
doesn't
the Republicans
have a bias.
More than them.
Doesn't have a bias or a choice. They're just one that fits. They just put the hook and they drown the worm. Put the worm on the hook, throw the hook in the water. Them yellow dog Democrats will bite every time. They'll bite every time.
All right,
time.
Okay.
No question.
They made the pool. If the Democrats had bitten, the tech body go after them. But the Democrats
do
fit. Okay. All right, I think. And George Soros is still funding the tech body in some way?
No, he's all but gone. They've used him as the excuse. You don't need him anymore. He'll wither away.
The tech body used him.
Mm-hmm.
All right. So it's saying whistleblower, CIA officer who was detailed to the White House, and that's someone that Maisie has assigned to be the jackball.
The jackball. That's good. It's a jackball. You got a new word.
Okay, thank you very much, Ian. Much gratitude for our session.
Happy days, happy days. Got you a sound bite and everything. Good, let's go. Be a big show, they say. Big show, Bob.
Okay, thank you very much.
All right.